U.S. Associate Attorney General Tom Perrelli was not mincing words when he announced the record fine against Pfizer for the illegal promotion of its products.
When a drug is marketed or promoted for non-authorized, so-called off-label uses, any use not approved by the FDA, as was the case here, public health may be at risk, and there's a real danger for patients that the medical providers who prescribed the medicine or the device aren't provided with, don't have full information about the drug's risks and benefits.
Pfizer agreed to pay nearly $3 billion to settle criminal and civil allegations. It illegally sold four drugs for uses not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. One of those products was Bextra, an arthritis drug which Pfizer told doctors could ease severe pain. Bextra was pulled from the market in 2005 after concerns it could cause heart attacks and strokes. Pfizer was also accused of paying kickbacks to doctors to prescribe the drugs. U.S. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the company will now report to her department.
The agreement requires that Pfizer's audit committee conducts annual reviews of the company's compliance program, that senior executives annually certify compliance, that Pfizer create a mechanism for doctors to report questionable conduct by Pfizer's sales representative. This is the first time ever that a drug company has agreed to look at the risks associated with marketing on its own and develop a plan to deal with those risks. And we are going to continue to closely monitor Pfizer's performance.
The practices were exposed by former Pfizer sales representative and Gulf War veteran John Kopchinski. In a statement, he said,
"In the army, I was expected to protect people at all costs. At Pfizer, I was expected to increase profits at all costs, even when sales meant endangering lives. I couldn't do that."
Mr. Kopchinski and five other whistleblowers will share more than $100 million for their role in exposing the scandal. Erica Kelton, a partner at Phillips & Cohen in Washington, is Mr. Kopchinski's lawyer.
It takes a lot of courage to take the risks and stand up and speak out. It's important to appreciate what those risks are. I mean, John lost his job. There were great disruptions in his family. Very stressful. It was 6.5 years. He had a very young family. When he was fired by Pfizer, he had an infant son and twins on the way. So you can imagine how stressful that is.
Pfizer says it regrets past actions and will learn from them. Ray Kerens is Pfizer's Vice President of Worldwide Communications.
Let me be very clear. We absolutely regret the actions that have taken in the past. Off-marketing promotions is something that we do not accept, regardless of the product. When the FDA indicates, or frankly any regulatory authority indicates its usage, that is what we are focused on, and making sure that patients and physicians are well aware of what the drugs are used for. So, you know, we seriously regret the actions of the past year, but we are focused on looking at what can we learn from the situation and make sure we're a stronger company going forward.
The Department of Justice says that you illegally promoted four drugs. What were the reasons for that?
You know, as I said, this is what's really important is we have, this is an agreement that we've previously disclosed back in January this past year that we made with the Department of Justice for $2.3 billion settlement. It primarily focuses on one drug, which you indicated there before, which drug is known as Bextra. And what Pfizer has done here today, in essence, it allows us to come to final closure of significant legal matters that we are now are happy to say are in the past, but more importantly allows us to focus on what we do best, which is, you know, Pfizer is a global company, in fact, would have pretty significant presence in Australia, which is very important to us. And our focus is on discovering and developing and delivering life-saving and innovative medicines to patients and physicians.
Was anyone hurt as a result of your practices?
This was not for safety concerns, the settlement, but rather for promotional practices or something that we just do not accept. And in fact, we have put in place a number of different policies and procedures, which includes having a chief compliance officer reporting directly to the CEO. And everybody, including myself, by the way, has to now go through certain compliance training on an annualized basis. So this was not about safety, but more rather about promotional practices. Again, we just do not accept as a company.
The FDA had very strong safety concerns about Bextra at high doses. And there have been a number of different class action brought in this country and settled. settled as well. So I believe that people have been hurt because of Pfizer's marketing.
How widespread are these sorts of practices in the pharmaceutical industry?
They're very widespread. The Justice Department has noted that it has hundreds of cases involving off-label marketing in its pipeline, and in my law firm, we have dozens ourselves.
Do you think that this settlement will act as a deterrent to other drug companies?
Well, I sure hope so. It really should, because this is a monumental, historic fine, obviously, and it was intended to send that message. I mean, I think that any pharmaceutical company that engages in improper marketing practices really does it at its peril.
The company is planning to buy drugs giant Wyeth, giving it control of 40% of the world's prescription drug production.